You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And your co-host, Elisa Profumo. That's right, I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. This is Casual Friday. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, Carl.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you excited to be on the air again?
I am. I missed it last week.
I know. Anyway, but I got to tell a story real quick.
Okay.
Don't you get embarrassed. So I had to attend a school open house last night with my daughter, Sydney, which was a lot of fun. I had an enjoyable time hanging out with her. And so you took the opportunity to go visit with a friend of yours you haven't had a chance to see in a while.
I did.
You guys went out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So last night we both got home around the same time, 8:30-ish, quarter to nine. And I approached you and went to kiss you. And I said, what did you do, smoke garlic tonight? Like, you know when you're a kid and you smoke weed, it's like it's on you. I was like, oh, my God. What did you eat last night? You said that.
Salad had, I guess, garlic in the salad dressing. It was strong, though.
Oh, my God.
I still smell like garlic. Right. The studio smells like garlic.
Oh, man. Well,
it's
obviously
coming out of my pores.
Obviously.
Well, I've been listening to Rob Regish lately, and he's talking about eating garlic, so.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely got your weekly dose of garlic last night. There's no doubt about it.
So. Yes, it's supposed to be good for you.
But you did laugh when I said, what did you do, smoke garlic tonight?
It was funny. So,
speaking of garlic, cooking light.
Oh, yes. So my nephew called me. He's so cute. And he wanted me to give him my address, my mailing address. So I sent him the address, and I thought, oh, he's going to send me a thank you note for all the good and nice things I do for him.
Right, right.
Well, I get in the mail a invitation to buy things for his school so they can make money.
Fundraiser
to fund their classes. Right. So it was for magazines. So I didn't know which ones to get. There was really nothing on the list. So I got Good Housekeeping and Cooking Light. So I get this Cooking Light yesterday, and it's 25 best dishes ever. Remember, it's Cooking Light magazine.
Right, Cooking Light, right.
And on the front of it is banana bread with chocolate. It's just covered in chocolate.
And in fact, it says our most decadent banana bread recipe yet, it says. On the right below Cooking Light, it says our most decadent banana bread recipe yet.
It has, the first ingredient is sugar. I mean,
right.
It has so much.
But here's the interesting thing, right? So according to the modern style of eating, the American Dietetic Association says fear fat, stay away from fat. So anything that doesn't have a lot of fat in it is considered quote unquote light, even if it's got gobs of everything else
right,
in it.
Right, because the ingredient list, like for the cooking, it had reduced fat, sour cream in it.
Right.
Fat-free skim milk in
it. Right,
so according to them, anything that doesn't have fat in it
is light.
Cooking light.
Is light. Of course, fat is heavy. Everything else is weightless.
Yeah, I guess so. But so I flipped through the magazine just briefly while I was looking, had a few extra minutes. I just went through half the magazine.
Nothing but
drug advertisements.
Nothing but pharmaceutical drug advertisements.
I mean, like there were two weight loss ones. What, and there was one new one that's just been approved by the FDA that's a lorcasin.
And that's the one that we talked about that actually affects serotonin levels in the body and especially in the heart. It has the ability, if I remember correctly, we talked about lorcasin maybe almost a year ago on Casual Friday,
mm-hmm.
that while it's been approved, lorcasin was shot down by the FDA the first time but then approved the second time. And the problem with it is it could cause heart damage because it increases serotonin levels in the heart. If I remember correctly, I'll stand to be corrected. And we know that serotonin affects heart valve function. And so lorcasin is, if I remember correctly, a very dangerous drug, but that's designed so that people who want to eat light and cook light, according to the Cooking Light magazine, can continue to eat crap food.
Well, and it says introducing this drug Belvic. So it
that's
be,
it. Yeah. That's it. They reintroduced it. They changed the name of it. Mm-hmm. Is what they did. It was shot down the first time. Of course, in the trials, it was very, very dangerous. The results that it was producing, there was some damaging results that it was producing.
So there were 7 ads for some form of a drug, like right. Children's Motrin was one of them. In this, just like maybe a half dozen page or a dozen pages. Now,
because they figure who buys a magazine called Cooking Light? Somebody who's obese, right? They have a weight problem.
Or somebody who's trying to help her nephew out.
Yeah. No, you're the rarity. Most people who buy Cooking Light, they're like, oh, I've got to lose weight. I've got to cook different. I'm going to buy Cooking Light because it's going to make me lighter, right? Because I'm heavy now. And those recipes in there are complete failures. Those recipes will make people fatter. So
pasta,
they'll need the drugs.
Yes, pastas.
Exactly.
And they have an ad for reduced fat butter.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, reduced fat. Like, get the fat out.
Get the chemicals instead.
Yes. You can eat all the corn syrup you want. As long as it has no fat, it's good for you.
Yes. Okay, so I have a gym story to tell.
This is funny.
My gym stories. So I was at the gym yesterday, and I've been doing for a warm-up. After I do my real warm-up on the elliptical machine, I go do and push-ups and pull-ups.
Right. Before you do anything else, you do 100 push-ups, 100 pull-ups.
No, 50.
Okay, I'm
50
sorry.
50 each.
Okay, 100 total. So 50 push-ups, 50 pull-ups, and then you go and you do your workout.
Yes.
Okay.
So I was doing my push-ups and my pull-ups, and there's this cute little girl on a machine next to me, and she had on these short shorts that you...
They're called booty shorts.
Booty shorts.
Where the bottom of your butt actually sticks out of them.
Yes. And okay. You don't see, I mean, she was young. You could tell that she doesn't work out. She was tall and she was lean looking, but she didn't have any muscle definition, or she was giggling and laughing with this guy. I guess this must have been the first time she'd been to the gym. He was showing her how to do things. So
I'll show you how to work out.
So we go and, I mean, they kind of like were in the same area as me a few different times.
Right.
And so I go back to my favorite corner and I was doing burpees.
Okay.
And she looks at me and she says, "Ma'am, how long have you been working out?" And I thought, "Ma'am," in my head. I said this to myself in my head. And then she said, "You look really good. You're cut," like that. And then I thought in my head, I'm going to forgive her for saying ma'am.
After that compliment.
Yeah. So it was cute.
Ma'am. Ma'am. Who you calling ma'am? I slap you aside your head. That
so,
is funny.
It was cute.
We have to make a real quick announcement. The folks at Way Natural USA are running a second anniversary sale that's really off the charts. For this product, this is the best whey protein out there, period, bar none. It's the only whey protein that Elisa and I use.
I love it.
We don't use anything else anymore.
Mm-mm.
Because there's only 3 things in it. You know, the whey protein from Amish grass-fed, pasture-fed cows. So we know it's real milk that it's coming from. Stevia. And whatever the flavor is, organic cocoa, organic strawberry, that's it.
Organic raw strawberries.
Nothing else. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. That's it. 3 ingredients. And so it is a bit more expensive.
But it's worth it.
But it's well worth it.
Well, Carl made a protein shake this morning. It was so good.
We look like two junkies searching for the last rock of crack. We had our spoons out. We're scraping the side
sides
of the blender.
The side of the glass.
And remember you said to me, oh, my God, this really is good. I says, I know. I says, we look like two junkies here.
It's like we're trying to get the last bit of heroin because it was so good.
Yeah, it was great. But it really is. So they're running a 20% off sale when you use the coupon code ANNIV20, short for anniversary 20 second. ANNIV20, 20% off. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Way Natural protein banner ad today to learn more about that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got really a lot of good stories to talk about today.
And Carl will not share his protein shake recipe.
Yes, and I told you that this morning. You said, what do you put in this? And I said, I can't tell you. Because if I tell you, you can get rid of me then. So I'm not doing that. I'm not going to create an obstacle for myself. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University. Add 1 inch to your upper arms course and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. Extreme Formula is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
That's a good mashup.
Yeah, I like that one.
Makes me wish I was on the beach when I hear this. All right, so welcome back. Elise is having some difficulty with her laptop cooperating right now. We'll be able to get through this. Okay, so anyway, first thing I want to talk about is a really, really, really cool website called Romans322.com. Romans322.com. They have the real-time current death toll from January 1st, 2013 through today, running continuously. And so you sit here and you watch, and it goes, someone just died by medical error. Someone just died by poisoning.
Heart disease just now.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's like, and you know, obviously what they do is they're taking the statistical information from last year, right? They really don't have their, they're not getting real-time information from institutions saying, well, this person just died and here's why. They're taking the real, they're taking the statistical information for deaths from last year, and they're just running it on, based on a clock. Well, if you say, well, someone in this country dies every, I don't know, let's say 17 seconds of heart disease, and they're just letting that run. That's all they're really doing. But it's really cool when you look at it and put it into perspective.
Yes, it is.
Medical errors, obesity, tobacco death. Now, here's the interesting thing. They actually have a diabetes line. Someone just died of diabetes. The problem with that one is, and most of the people who die from heart disease or stroke or several other disorders, including renal failure and so on, died of those because they had diabetes.
Uh-huh.
So the diabetes line isn't really accurate. But nonetheless, it's a pretty cool thing.
Well, look at this. So this is from January through September today, September 13th. Prescription drug overdose, 10,499.
Right, right.
That's quite a bit.
They have one on, I thought I saw one here about hospital error.
They do.
Where is, oh, here, hospital-associated infections. This is like MRSA. 69,000 people have already died this year as a result of an infection that they got while attending a hospital. That's scary. Medical errors.
Look at that, medical errors.
136,506 people have died already this year due to medical errors. And you know why this is, you know why this is really shocking too?
Why?
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, this current administration is all tied up in a knot because, and I'm not making light of what happened in Syria, but I just want to put things in perspective for a second. So right now, we're talking about taking military action against Syria because they poisoned, how many people was it, 1,600 people?
That's what you said this morning.
And, that's the number, and I could be wrong on this, but let's say it's 2,000 people. Let's give it the benefit of the doubt. They killed 2,000 people. Conservative numbers show that Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. Now think about this. They knew that it had a problem. They slipped it by the FDA. They sent it to market anyway, knowing that there was a problem, that Vioxx caused heart attacks, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx. Right?
Yes.
How is that? I mean, why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there, and we need to go in there shooting. We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans. Where is the outrage about that? Why aren't we going in? Why aren't we taking military action against Merck? By the way, take a look at, go to Wikipedia and look at the Merck headquarters in New Jersey. It looks suspiciously like the Pentagon. I'm not kidding around. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that this is a heinous crime. They use chemical warfare on these poor Syrian people and kill them. How is that any different than what Merck did to Americans? Isn't that chemicals? Aren't drugs chemicals?
Yes.
Didn't they know that they were going to kill people because in the research they found out they were killing people? So it was intentional death of 55,000 people for profit. Where is the outrage? Why aren't we sending the troops over to New Jersey? And you know what? This is just one example. There's millions of examples.
Well, what about the
Monsanto?
Yes.
They know that these pesticides are killing people. They don't care. They want to put Agent Orange on corn again. They want because the Roundup isn't working. They want to start using what is it called? Something 2D. What is it called? Anyway. Whatever it is, it's one of the components of Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2,4-D.
2,4-D, that's it.
And they want
to. I was going to say R2-D2.
Yeah, R2-D2. That's what I was stuck on. They want to use 2,4-D on corn, right?
Mm-hmm.
They want to feed that to your kids. Isn't that chemical warfare? If you use a chemical that you know is going to kill people and you expose them to it, isn't that chemical warfare? So what I don't understand is, where is the outrage in this administration about the chemical warfare that is directed towards American people on American soil. Where is that? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
So, okay, sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's all good. So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about how you can clean your arteries with one simple fruit.
That's a good one.
The pomegranate is found to prevent coronary artery disease progression. The pomegranate extract.
Okay, so not the fruit. I mean, the fruit, obviously, but the extract has better, because it doesn't have sugar in it and all the other stuff that goes along with it.
Right. The researchers found that pomegranate extract treatment resulted in the following beneficial effects. Reduced.
I think
levels.
Elise is all nervous because I got like.
I know I'm getting tongue-tied over here.
She's like, oh, my God, he's going to go crazy any second.
Reduced levels of oxidative stress. Reduced cardiac enlargement. Reduced lipid accumulation in the heart muscles. I mean, and the list goes on and on and on of the things that it does, that it reduces.
And the article even creates a supposition that by taking therapeutic doses could actually reverse plaque buildup.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
What I found interesting in the article is that the answer of why this fruit extract can reverse so many aspects of coronary artery disease is because our ancestors co-evolved with certain foods, fruits in particular, for so long that a lack of adequate quantities of these food may directly result in deteriorating organ function.
And I believe that, and I'll tell you why. And I know you read this in there too, but it makes perfect sense. Linus Pauling's assertion was, look, just because you don't have full-blown rickets, mm-hmm. or scurvy, I'm sorry, doesn't mean you're not deficient in vitamin C. We don't get enough vitamin C in our diet any longer, and so you should supplement with it. And he was right about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that being the case. I can understand that. You know, we could have subclinical issues that don't show up and present real symptoms that you can see, but your body is still deteriorating as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes perfect sense.
Yes, it does.
Did they say how much you have to take?
No, I was just getting ready to say, so get yourself some pomegranate extract, and I guess just take whatever the...
Whatever the bottle says is mm-hmm. recommended. Here's the interesting thing. It's an anti-inflammatory. We know anything that reduces inflammation is a good thing today. It has the ability to lower blood pressure, and it also has the ability to fight off infections.
And it's an antioxidant.
Yeah. So pomegranate extract looks like something worth looking into.
I wonder, I guess you have to take the extract and you couldn't get the benefit because you'd have to eat so much of the fruit.
Yeah.
What did you used to call the pomegranate?
Chinese apples.
Chinese apples.
I don't know why. When I was a kid in Brooklyn, we used to get pomegranates. My father loved them. He loved them. And we never called them pomegranates. They were called Chinese apples when I was a kid. And I don't know. Maybe they originated in China. I don't know. Could be. Yeah, but that's interesting. I think I may add some pomegranate extract to my diet.
I think I might as well.
I want to talk about, if it's okay, we move to this new diet book, Fix Your Metabolism.
Yes, okay.
This book points to obesity is the result of a lack of activity.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that. But I think the book is not going to work because they are calling for people to spend 70 minutes a day exercising. Now, there's a lot of us in this audience are going to go, Carl, I work out for an hour and a half every day. Yes. But in order to turn the tide with the average American, getting them to go from zero to 70 minutes a day is going to be virtually impossible. Unless you're breaking it up over the course of, do 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the afternoon, 20 minutes in the evening or something like that.
You can build up to that.
Yeah. But this book completely ignores the fact that the food selections must be addressed as well. I understand that you can increase metabolic function, metabolic efficiency by being more active. That's true. But if you're more active, but you're eating more because you develop greater hunger, and you're eating the wrong foods to a greater degree, the net result is going to be zero.
Right.
So I don't know.
Well, in here it says the theory on metabolism is when you have a flexible, healthy metabolism, your body efficiently burns whatever kind of food you eat.
Right.
I think that's a misleading statement.
Well, and one of the ways to achieve metabolic flexibility is to use intermittent fasting and to manipulate certain foods. To eat towards a ketogenic diet sometimes, to limit carbohydrate intake first so that you become more insulin sensitive. You must be insulin sensitive in order to be metabolically flexible.
When you have an inflexible, unhealthy metabolism, your body doesn't switch very rapidly between types of fuel, carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. And during these periods when it doesn't switch quickly, that's when your body accumulates fat, according to this book.
I don't know that that's completely true. I don't know that. because if you switch your intake from a predominantly carbohydrate based intake to high protein, high fat, you're not going to accumulate more fat from that. If your body can't burn ketones, you're not going to be able to do it because you're going to become severely hypoglycemic. And you're going to have to eat something, or you're going to develop tremors and feel like passing out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to develop fat. So I don't know that that's accurate. But you know what? I'm glad that somebody's talking about metabolic flexibility. I just don't know that they're talking about it in the right context here.
Right.
So anyway. And speaking about that, interestingly enough, The home headquarters in North Carolina for the Rice Diet.
I had never heard of the Rice Diet. Had you?
No. And it's the stupidest diet I've ever heard. And I think it's pretty funny. So.
Well, they started down at Duke.
Right.
And, Duke is the medical center of Duke is supposed to be like.
The best.
The best,
yeah.
Right.
Right. And their whole premise was that obese people need to just eat rice and fruit. And exercise more to lose weight.
Right.
And this is not only a highly restrictive diet, but it's missing a lot of important nutrients if all you eat is rice and fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And, and granted, if you are eating junk all the time and you just switch to anything other than eating junk all the time, you're going to see some immediate benefits. You're going to see some weight loss. You may even see some health markers go in the right direction. But it's not something you can sustain for any length of time, nor should you try to sustain it because you're going to start becoming depleted of certain nutrients and certain vitamins and certain minerals and so on.
What I found interesting is they charge $5,000 for people to come there and stay and lose weight.
Maybe that's part of their secret. So you spend $5,000, you have no money to spend on food. You're broke. You can't go to McDonald's for sure.
Well, I had never heard of this rice diet before. Had you?
No. And I think it's very telling. The excuse that they use for going out of business is that now with the introduction of bariatric surgery, diets aren't necessary any longer. Well, tell that to the people who are thriving and selling South Beach diet products and paleo diet products and Atkins diet products. They're still thriving.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think the reason the rice diet failed is because the rice diet itself as a concept is a failure.
They actually quoted Lauren Cordain in this article.
What did they say?
Well, my computer's messed up, so I can't even get the article to open.
Well, basically, I think what Lauren said was, and I'll try to find it really quick. And keep in mind, the American Dietetic Association says that the Rice Diet will provide you all of the important nutrients you need and is a sound approach to dieting.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind. Any low-calorie diet will improve most measures of health. But most people simply cannot follow low-calorie diets for extended periods, much less their lifetime, as they continually get hungry, says Dr. Lauren Cordain, author of The Paleo Diet, which advocates for eating like Stone Age humans and shunning cereal, grains, potatoes, and salt, amongst other things, legumes as well. High-protein, low-carb plans like the Paleo Diet tend to be better at increasing the full stomach feeling, reducing appetite, and causing weight loss, said Cordain, also a Colorado State University professor, blah, 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 which is true. Anybody could survive on the paleo diet because you can get all of the nutrients that you need, and you're not hungry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you still lose weight, which speaks to why the paleo diet is successful. Because people aren't starving themselves. They're eating more food than ever, and they're losing weight. Their metabolic markers are going in the right direction. They're becoming healthier. I can't believe that people on the RISE diet, while they may have lost weight, I can't believe that they became healthier.
No.
So we have to take a quick commercial break. And during the break, we're going to tap dance on Elise's laptop, see if we can get it to work better. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We have lots of great stories to talk about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
It was summertime in northern Michigan. Welcome back. Yeah, you singing?
Is that Kid Rock?
Yeah, Kid Rock.
Okay.
All right. What do you want to start with?
Let's talk about the top five reasons to eat a plant-based diet, according to the Huffington Post.
Well, actually, it's according to Carol Bartolotto,
who's a registered
dietitian.
And it's in the Huffington Post.
Yes, there you go.
Okay. So, number one, it's good for your health. And let me start out by saying, it says, eating more plants and less meat is becoming more popular than ever thanks to ex-presidents, celebrities, best-selling books, and movies such as Forks Over Knives.
Right, right, right.
So it's good for your health.
Yeah, and she cites Dr. Dean Ornish's work early on the low-fat, plant-based vegetarian diet for people who had severe plaque, arteriosclerosis, as the reason that people should eat a higher plant-based diet.
Eating red meat is associated with increased rates of cancer and heart disease, it says there.
Yeah, right. And it's not necessarily true. But, okay, it also points to that the Adventist Health Study, which was done on the Seventh-day Adventists, found that vegetarians had a lower risk of type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. This is only vegetarians, by the way, who are eating plants, because a lot of vegetarians feel as long as they're not eating animals, that they're doing the right thing. And so they eat a lot of breads and pastas and rice, and those, they don't fare as well when you look at type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance.
So. Okay, so number two, it's easy to lose weight. And I find it interesting that she's comparing it to eating the classic, as she calls it, American meal. Which
yeah, this is the classic, but this is probably true. The classic American diet is probably made up of McDonald's.
Quarter pounder with cheese, medium Coke, and French fries.
Yeah. And there's a lot better choices than exclusively plant-based. Like, how about some grass-fed, grass-finished beef? And a nice piece of, a couple pieces of broccoli and maybe a half of a yam. What about that? Why is that wrong?
Mm-hmm. And what about that chicken that we bought from the farmer's market the other day?
You know what? I got to tell you. We get our beef from Jared's Beef, and she now has chickens too. These are the best tasting chickens I've ever had. We grilled one on the barbecue grill the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it
It was so good.
Oh, my God. I have never tasted chicken with nothing on it that tasted this good.
It was so fresh.
And I said that. When I opened up the bag, I said, oh, my God, this chicken smells so good. It was fresh.
Mm-hmm. She had just cut it.
A couple days ago, she said. They just processed them a couple days ago. There is nothing like fresh poultry from the farm. I mean, I don't care. Purdue, anything. Nothing compares. Nothing compares.
There's no comparison. Okay. Being a vegan is good for the environment. We've talked about that.
Well, that's a lie, right? First of all, and I had this discussion with my son Chase when I called to wish him happy birthday. And he said, and he had a teacher say this too. And he wants to debate her. So I gave him a lot of good research to look up. And I said, one of the things that the vegans forget is it takes a lot more land to grow produce than it does to raise cattle. And on top of that, if you look at the area of ground that a cow takes up versus the area of ground that you could grow produce on it, the produce will feed a family for a couple months. A cow will feed a family for a year. Because it's and you cannot deny the importance of the nutrients that you get from animal flesh. You just can't. You can't live without these things, okay? And so one of the things that the vegans forget is we're talking about a planet that's running out of water. So how are you going to water these crops when you have to grow three or four crops in the same area of land a year to produce the nutrition that a herd of cows would have produced? I mean, it's like, where are you going to get all the water? You're talking about growing. They talk about feeding people in these far off countries that have no water. They're in the desert. Nobody thinks about the water. Never mind the fact that it's harder on the soil. I mean, there's just so many things wrong that no one is speaking about with this completely vegan agenda. Now, I'm not saying that people shouldn't eat more plant-based foods, but you should eat them with your animal proteins. That's what I'm saying.
She's citing an article from the Scientific American. It reveals the amount of beef the average American eats in a year creates as much greenhouse gas as driving a car over 1,800 miles.
But what she fails to realize is there was a study that shows that when cows are allowed to graze and eat the grass, that when they chomp on the grass, that the grass actually and the root systems of the grass actually have an effect on the absorption of the gases. So, you know, you can't, this is what happens with science when you take one thing in a bubble. You know what I mean? You just look at one thing. This whole vegan agenda is being driven by Big Agra. That's all it is. That's all this is. Because they want to feed the world because it's very, very profitable.
The next one is it saves money. And again, she uses the analogy of McDonald's. Many people think that McDonald's is the cheapest way to eat, but actually eating plant-based foods can cost less. A McDonald's meal for four, including two Big Macs, six-piece chicken McNuggets, small hamburger, four fries, four drinks, cost $24. Okay, so when we were eating the chicken that we got from the family farm.
And this was an expensive chicken. It was $15. It was a big chicken.
And we made two meals out of it.
Right. Right.
So, I mean.
So if you divide that by, so it was $3.50 per meal each times, and I had two meals and you had two meals.
Mm-hmm. So that just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't save money. Sure, it saves money for people who are buying that, but most people don't go to McDonald's and buy that food anyway. They buy the 99-cent hamburgers, the 99-cent fries.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes for the most expensive things on the menu, obviously.
And you're not supporting animal cruelty.
Well, I will agree with her on that, because most people are buying animal proteins that arrive from CAFOs and factory farms.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they are very cruel to those animals. There is no doubt about it. And they are sick animals because they live in terrible conditions. But there's another alternative that she doesn't talk about. How about developing a relationship with your family farm, buying a deep freeze and buying a half of a cow and feeding your family for an entire year on that half of a cow for $100-something? See, she doesn't talk. She compares things to things that are easy targets, but she can't compare them to the things that we talk about on the show, because that when you do that, you go, oh, wow, there really is even a better way to eat. Mm-hmm. And again, I am not saying that people shouldn't eat more vegetables. I agree. You should be eating plenty of green vegetables, you know, organic vegetables. But this notion that you shouldn't be eating healthy forms of animal protein is flawed. And all we need to look at is Australopithecus robustus, right? Small brains, big bellies, extinct, because it didn't follow its next direct ancestor, Australopithecus gracilis, which learned how to eat animal protein and developed big brains, small guts, and continued on. So this vegetarian / vegan thing, all we have to do is go back and look at history. We know that we can't live that way. We just can't. We'll be extinct. So.
Okay, so while we're on the subject of vegans, let's talk about President Bill Clinton.
Yeah, because he's the poster child, right? He's the vegetarian. Look, President Clinton, he reversed his heart disease, and he's a vegetarian, and he's one of their poster childs.
Since 2009, he's been telling everyone that he's a vegan. But it turns out, according to this article, that he's a liar.
No, Bill Clinton a liar? Oh, that's it. I'm ending the show right now. You can't say that about Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton lie?
Okay, we won't go there.
Okay.
But anyway, there's a lot of things I could say right now.
I did not have sexual intercourse with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
He says that he ate salmon and omelets once a week. That's what he just said in a recent AARP interview, that he eats salmon and omelets once a week. And then when he was over in Madrid, he had someone from the hotel that he stayed in said that he had steak, he consumed steak while he was there.
Well, sure. You can't be a vegan and live for it. The wheels come off most people when they try to be vegans for any length of time.
Javier something, he had the filet mignon last time he was here 4 months ago. It's what the owner of Casa Lucio in Madrid told the New York Times.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Who did that? Sorry. I got rid of it.
Telephone.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then Chelsea, his daughter, was being interviewed, and Charlie Rose, I guess he's from NBC.
Yeah, yeah. He does that morning show with Gail. I can't think of her name. And
So he asked Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, if Clinton was really a vegan, And she said, he is. He's in the vanguard of trying to make this much more a part of our conversation around health and public health.
See, and this is what it's about, right? And this is interesting, right? People do this in general. People go out there and espouse something, but they're not willing to really abide by it themselves. Because right now the government, because of the pressures from Big Agra, who funds the government, are being told that the best way for us to get healthy is to just turn everybody into a vegan, which is a lie. We're going to be unhealthy for a different reason, okay? And so he sees himself, just like Angelina Jolie sees herself, as a leader of a movement. If I do this, people will follow me. But he's not even capable of doing it for any length of time. So why does he think people will be? So, anyway.
Okay, so do you want to talk about why the paleo diet is all wrong?
Yeah, this is funny. There's actually 15 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to start with number 15 and work our way through it?
Well, I've got the first few here. Biological mix-up, bacteria, and health. And then lifespan. Caveman didn't live very long. Many died before the age of 15. And if you were lucky, you survived until 40.
But why? Why? The conditions. The conditions of life were different.
Right. So, okay, computer, I hope it doesn't. The next one is the dairy factor and extinction. The biggest problem with the idea of the paleo diet is there's no such thing as Paleolithic food. Most Paleolithic plants and animals don't exist anymore.
Well, and I agree with that. I agree with that. Also, the dairy factor, just because our paleo ancestors didn't have dairy doesn't mean that we can't include it. But there are those out there who say that in order to be paleo, you can't eat dairy. And some say, you know, you can. That's more of a primal approach. But as far as the extinction goes, we don't have the foods that our paleo ancestors had. We've talked about this before on the show. The apple that we eat today, nothing like the apple that our ancestors ate. The apple they ate was bitter and hard. It'd be the one that you would throw back if you went to the grocery store. But we have purposely bred apples, raised them, grown them to be increasingly sweeter and sweeter. And I had that same discussion with Leslie Aiello from the Wenner Grand Foundation many years ago. She said, you know, you can't really eat paleo anymore. I mean, you can choose foods that would have been similar to. They're never going to be the same. They're just not.
Number nine is interesting. Swamp things. A real paleo diet involves amphibians. Lizards and frogs were abundant then. What do you think about that?
Well, that's possibly true, but that doesn't mean that they ate those because they were available, right? That doesn't mean that you have to eat those. Look, Elisa's scrunching her nose. You wouldn't eat a lizard?
No, well, the next one is bugs. When was
well, and we're getting there now.
A grub?
We're getting there now.
Do I mean, roaches look tasty to you?
But no, we're getting there now. I mean, there's lots of restaurants that are now serving crickets and grubs. In Atlanta, there's one.
Well, because that guy, Steve Brown, who we were talking, or
he went and ate them that night, right?
I don't know if he ate. He was looking for someone to go eat the bugs with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, the cricket. Go eat the bugs with him.
I
go
wonder,
eat
Steve, bugs with let him. Us know if you ever ate those bugs.
Yeah, I mean, that's coming around. I mean, look, aside from the sense of being grossed out by it, why not? Bugs are just another form of protein when you come down
you're
to it.
You're probably eating bugs and don't even know
it
anyway.
I was just going to say, if you're eating like that woman said at McDonald's, you're definitely eating bugs too. So,
eat your weeds and not the marijuana kind. vegetables aren't Paleolithic either, it says.
Right.
The veggies you find in the grocery store are modern inventions.
Not inventions, that's interpretations.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Inventions.
So we have to eat weeds in order to be, look how cute the little mouse is.
Oh, no, the next one is mice. Want to bulk up on your paleo protein? Paleolithic man's diet consisted of small game.
Sure.
Mice.
I've eaten squirrel. Have you ever eaten squirrel?
No.
Okay. Have you ever eaten rabbit?
I might have tasted it.
Well, that's small game. No, look, unless a paleo individual was starving to death, he's not going to go after a mouse. He's going to go after something slightly bigger. A possum. There's lots of people in Kentucky that live in the hollers and you know, in the Appalachians that eat possum. Squirrel. I mean, I've eaten squirrel. I've eaten squirrel stew. I've eaten plenty of rabbit. They're small. So, I mean, not as small as a mouse. Look, this person is trying to make a point here. So they're going to the extreme.
Right.
But, yeah, I've eaten them. No big deal.
Okay, organ meats, brains.
I eat organ meat.
Brains, tongue, stomach, eyes, liver, and kidneys.
First time I ever ate brain was probably, I was probably 8 years old. My father brought lamb's head home and roasted it in the oven and cracked it open, and I tasted the brains. He ate the eyes. I didn't eat the eyes, but ate all the facial muscles. That was, it was delicious. It was delicious.
We don't know much. A paleo diet is more idea than fact.
That I agree with. We are trying to extrapolate and understand. And I do agree with that. But there's but we do know enough about what was available that would have been food for our ancestors to make some basic assumptions. But it's all hypothetical when you come to the end, because unless we find the full undigested food in a Paleolithic human stomach frozen in time, we don't know what they ate.
Flexibility. The definition of what we should or shouldn't eat changes all the time. We may even learn to adapt to McDonald's-based diets. Why do they always use McDonald's?
Because, sadly, the majority of the world eats McDonald's. It's a sad, sad thing. Very sad.
It's not all bad. The paleo diet does one thing right. It encourages people to cut down on processed foods.
Yes.
And that was number two. And finally,
number one, let me get a drum roll. Go.
Too far back.
What do they mean by that?
The obesity epidemic is relatively recent.
That's right.
So people often look to past diets for a cure. But the Paleolithic diet goes too far back.
And what have I said? I've said eat the way your ancestors did 200, 300, 400 years ago. I've said you don't have to go back to that period of time. You don't. You just have to go back to before selling people food became an industry. Really. We have to take a break.
Okay.
Okay. You just want to fix your computer, that's all.
No, it's actually working.
Oh, finally, it's cooperating. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of good stories. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com. MaglabsLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, you know, I close Facebook now when I'm doing the show because it's easy, I'm easily distracted. And Adel Moussa has been very, very busy. He's obviously listening live. Makes a couple really good points. He's got a lot of good stuff here.
I have a question for you really quick.
Okay.
You're easily distracted?
You didn't know that? You're joking. I know.
I'm teasing. Okay.
Quite a few good points. For those interested in reading the vegetarian study that Carl just mentioned, it's on my Facebook wall now, thanks to Adele. Also, he points out, and he rightfully so, I forgot that you need the same amount of land to grow the stuff to feed the cows. It's not going to live on grass. So that's another point. That's not a strong argument that I made for the discussion between vegetarian diet and a omnivore diet. He has a good study there on pomegranate polyphenols, and also that brain is the best thing you can eat if you're interested in omega-3s because the omega-3 to omega-6 ratio is greater than 300. Times. I think that's the way he's reading it. Posting a nutritional facts and analysis of beef, variety of meats. So brain is a good thing to eat, but people don't. I wouldn't eat beef brain today because of the prions and the potential for mad cow disease, but I would eat deer brain if you shoot your own deer,
mm-hmm.
if you some wild caught animals. And he says, funny anecdote from Germany. Veggie day equals bad news for any party trying to get votes in the election. So, you know how they do that thing here, meatless Mondays and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Well, in Germany, when you promote that whole meatless Thursday or whatever, meatless Monday thing, it's not popular there.
I wonder why.
Oh, the Germans like their meat. They're not going to be lied to. They've been thriving on it for thousands of years. Why are they going to change now?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then Scott Burbank posted, what about a low-carb vegetarian diet with eggs and cheese? Some people just do not want to eat animals. It is possible to get all nutrients if you know what you are doing.
I agree.
And Mike Mahler is a perfect example of that.
Well, Mike is a vegan.
Oh, okay.
But he uses pea protein and lots of other things. At least he was a vegan up until the last time I spoke to him. I haven't spoken to him in a while. But who made that point? Scott?
Scott Burbank.
Okay, so Scott is right about something. One of the longest lived individual are the Hunza. And the Hunzas are lacto-ovo vegans. So they eat basically a plant-based diet except for milk and eggs. And they get everything they need. They just don't eat any animal flesh. So he's right. But the vegan agenda is not promoting lacto-ovo or even lacto-ovo-pesci for people who feel that, you know, fish are cold-blooded animals, and so we shouldn't feel sorry for eating them. They promote just eating nothing but vegetation. That's dangerous, in my opinion.
Okay, so can I ask you a question?
Yeah, only if I can sound smart answering.
I read somewhere this week about eating too much whey protein causes your body to be acidic. And to get back to a more alkaline nature, you need to drink lemon water.
Okay. This whole discussion, and I hope Adele chimes in when he hears what I say. This whole discussion about body pH does not take into account other things that people eat. So
If you eat a high protein diet in general, in theory, it should push your body to a more acidic pH because you're eating basically amino acids, the key word acids, right?
Right.
So it's not just whey protein. If you ate nothing but beef and pork, you're consuming a lot of amino acids, and hence you should become more acidic. But if you're also eating vegetables, maybe rice and oatmeal and other things, they balance the pH. So this notion that, oh, well, if you use whey protein, you better drink lemon water to balance out your pH is nonsense. How about a tablespoon of baking soda? I mean, that'll do the job too. And I hope Adele chimes in here soon because maybe I'm wrong, but I've never bought this whole, oh, if you eat this particular food, you're pushing yourself to a more of acidic side. If that's the case, then you just need to eat a base food and push yourself back to the middle. So I don't buy that. I don't buy that. Okay.
Okay. So I was looking to see if Adele posted anything, but Scott Burbank posted that he is an ex-vegan. He is an ex-vegan.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know what? If you're a vegan for a while and you go, you know what? I really feel good, but I don't feel great. All of a sudden, things are changing. Add some eggs and add some dairy back into your diet. That's mm-hmm. it. If you don't want to eat animals, I got no beef with that. No pun intended. But add some eggs and maybe some fish and some dairy in your diet. So you're getting those other things you need. But that's smart of him. That's great.
And I just wanted to mention about the pink slime. Do you remember last year?
Yeah, we got rid of it, right? People were so outraged by it.
And the schools, the U.S. schools said they were not going to buy the pink slime.
Right.
So they stopped feeding their students the pink slime,
right.
The ammonia-treated beef.
Right.
Well, evidently, they can't afford the other beef, so they're going back. They've just put in orders for 2 million pounds of beef that contain the pink slime
because it's
less expensive.
And don't forget, you know, and I'm sorry to do this, okay? I know I'm going to make some people mad, but don't forget that this current administration is driving home the importance of school lunches. They've revamped the whole school lunch menu recently,
mm-hmm.
right? But they're going to allow pink slime to be fed to kids.
Right.
And they're going to say, well, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just processed meat with a little bit of ammonia in it. That's all it is.
Well, would you want to eat ammonia?
Of course not. And I'll bet you they're not serving any ammonia up at the White House either. So.
Yeah. Well, and then there's another article here while we're talking about children and everything. 5% of U.S. children and teens are classified as severely obese. Not obese, severely obese.
Yeah.
And one of the things that this article is talking about,
and this is a disgusting article, by the way.
It is disgusting. To close the gap between lifestyle and medication and surgery. They want to encourage more surgeries
yes.
on teens and children.
Right.
Because of the children being so obese.
Now think about this. They're going to start giving kids lap band surgeries and maybe even gastric bypass surgery when they're in their teens.
I was shocked that there are children age 7 years old, male children, that weigh 160 pounds.
Yeah.
That's shocking to me.
And how do they – and look, kids at that age, they're not cooking for themselves. They're not driving to the fast food restaurant themselves. There has to be some enabler in that household. Chances are if you find a 160-pound 7-year-old, you'll probably find a 400-pound 40-year-old
mm-hmm.
in the house.
Right.
Okay. You know what's shocking about this? So they're not making any extra strides on changing the lifestyles of these people. But what they do want to do is just start medicating and surgically changing these children now
mm-hmm.
at this age here. And chances are the parents are obese as well. There's no way you've got a 160-pound 7-year-old and the mom and dad are running and playing baseball and eating paleo. No, it doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. You've got 300-pound parents raising that 160-pound 7-year-old. So the answer isn't lap band surgery for kids, and it's disgusting to even be suggesting that. You know, 25 million children in this country right now, almost a tenth of the population when you think about the numbers, 25 million children in this country right now have type 2 diabetes.
25 million?
Actually, 25.8 million.
That's according to the American Diabetes Association. Think about that. And remember what I predicted. These kids are going to get sick and die before the child-rearing age. Or they're not going to be able to have children for whatever reason. So this is the new evolutionary selection pressure going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. And it's what it comes down to is bad information. Because if you go to any of those parents and talk to them, they'll invariably say to you, but we eat healthy. We eat healthy. We eat lots of pasta and whole grains, heart-healthy whole grains, and potatoes and rice. And we stay away from that bad meat that causes cancer. And we stay away from the eggs that causes heart disease. And we stay away from all those bad things. And we subscribe to Cooking Light magazine. And we make our banana bread with low-fat milk and low-fat, you know. And look where they end up.
It's amazing to me how many people think that they're eating healthy. I had this conversation with a girl yesterday. She was talking about how her stomach is, it's a friend of mine. She was talking about how her stomach was just bothering her. And I had told her to try some probiotics.
Right.
And she says, well, I eat healthy. And I said, well, what does healthy mean to you?
Right, right.
And, oh, well, I eat whole grains. And, you know, when I buy pasta, I buy that pasta that has the whole grains in it.
Right, right. Yeah. And this is the problem. This is why I say the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. People who think that's healthy are invariably going to get sick and fat. And they're going to raise sick, fat children as well. And I don't know. I guess, you know, the people are complaining that the population is growing and we can't sustain this. And maybe this is the way that they plan on getting rid of people. Just let those who don't understand what is healthy to eat themselves into the grave faster. I don't know.
Do we have time to talk about the fat letters?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Evidently, the school systems there's a growing initiative by some schools across the country where they're measuring students at an annual weigh-in and sending reports home telling parents whether their children's body mass index is healthy or dangerous.
I have no problem with this, but here's what's going to happen, right? So some bleeding heart organization is going to say, this is terrible. You're making these kids feel bad about themselves. You can't do that. That's what they're going to do.
Well,
because you can't talk about it. It's politically incorrect. And I am a former fat person, 330 plus pounds. It is politically incorrect to tell a person who is obese that A, that they're obese, and B, that it's not good for them. You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. You can go to a junkie and say, you're a junkie and heroin is killing you, right? You can go to an alcoholic and say, you're an alcoholic and alcohol is killing you. But you can't go to an obese person and say, you're an obese person and your eating habits are killing you. Because then some bleeding heart organization will come out and sue you for being politically incorrect or being a bully or being unfair or being insensitive or being something else. That's that person's right to be fat if they want to be fat.
Well, now eating disorder experts are coming out and saying that this could do more harm than good.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that you were going to say. Bingo.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, you're going to stigmatize the child. But meanwhile, if the child's getting bad grades, you don't see the teachers going, let's not tell little Johnny he's got a D. It'll hurt his feelings and stigmatize him. Let's just push him through.
For those who are already insecure about their weight, these tests can potentially trigger an eating disorder.
Oh, yeah. Everything that triggers an eating disorder. There you go.
Men with eating disorders have a tougher time getting help. And it just goes on and on and on about anorexia and eating disorders.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? So it's a no-win-win situation. So here's the bottom line. Fat people will keep getting fatter and will die sooner. Their children will become fatter sooner and die even younger. And we can't say a word about it. We just have to watch them walk off the cliff because, God forbid, we hurt their feelings. We may make them fatter faster. I want to bang my head against the wall right now. Nothing is stupider than what we're talking about right now. This country, okay, type 2 diabetes is costing this country direct dollars for treating people, for lost productivity, for the actual drugs involved, close to $500 billion. This is no lie. This is according to the American Diabetes Association statistics as of March of 2013. a half a trillion dollars. We're sitting around fighting with each other. Well, we need to do this. We can save $50 billion if we do that. We can save $30 billion if we do this. If we raise taxes on this group, we'll make $80 billion. Folks, diabetes, which is directly linked to obesity, is costing America a half a trillion dollars. Did you hear that? You need to get mad at the person who has type 2 diabetes that doesn't want to cure themselves and the doctor who isn't offering them options other than glucophage and metformin and insulin eventually for sinking this country financially. Now, let's see somebody get mad about that. But you can't. You know why? Because anybody that's hearing this right now is going to go, that's not nice, Carl. That's politically incorrect to point out that the cost of treating type 2 diabetes, a completely reversible disorder, is sinking this country. You're going to hurt somebody's feelings by saying that. So we will just live in denial. Hey, the car is going off the cliff, but let's act like it's not. Let's make believe we're on a roller coaster ride. And when we hit the bottom and all die, big deal. At least we won't hurt anybody's feelings on the way down. It's insane.
Okay, and I just want to give an update on the little Amish girl that we talked about last Casual Friday. Evidently, it was the appeals court who sent the case back to the judge for further consideration. They had agreed on limited guardianship with a nurse that was appointed by the hospital, and the judge denied their consideration. He said, no, he denied temporary limited guardianship. So the parents actually have the right and
to deny the need for chemotherapy for their child. God bless this country. There you go. So finally, a judge did something good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's terrible. We do have to take a break now.
Really quick.
Yes, please.
She, because of the chemotherapy, she's a 10-year-old girl. She's not ever going to be able to have children.
Of course not. The chemotherapy will sterilize her, absolutely.
Yep.
And who knows what other diseases she'll develop as a result of the chemo that she has gotten already.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody cares about that. They just want to give her chemo.
You know what the judge said? The doctors who gave her the treatments should be put in jail.
Bingo. Who's that judge? What's his name?
Lohn is his last name.
Lohn.
John Lohn.
John Lohn.
In Ohio.
Well, I want to applaud Judge Lohn in Ohio for actually doing what needs to be done and saying what needs to be said. He's a true superhuman. He's part of our group right there. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Before we get on with the next story, I have to mention that Adele Moussa posted that it is not proteins that are the worst offenders for creating a highly acidic nature in the body. Number one is grains. How about that? There's those heart healthy grains again. And also he posted that he went to Dr. Lauren Cordain's website because they do have a great section in there that tells you what foods are acidic and which are base pH pushing foods. And he said, that said, Carl is right. Eat your meat with plenty of green veggies and you have the balance that you need again. So as long as you're not just eating proteins by themselves, the whole pH thing is something that you don't have to really be as concerned about.
Okay.
Go ahead. What do we want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about the colony collapse disorder in bees right now. There's an article here that says disappearing honeybees, ? That's easy. Just factory farm them.
Yeah, great.
Instead of getting rid of the pesticides that are killing the bees, the ag industry wants to create a big new market for high fructose corn syrup. And basically, they want to factory farm the bees.
And feed them high fructose corn syrup.
And feed them sugar and high fructose corn syrup.
It's unbelievable.
That's shocking to me.
It is. But see, this is what happens when profits drive everything.
It says the ag industry doesn't want their profitable pesticides tampered with. There are over 1,200 pesticides currently in use in the U.S., and many are made by the same companies that engineer the crop seeds. Of course, we all know that.
Right.
Factory farm hives, commercial beekeepers have already begun to feed bees with sugar and high fructose corn syrup rather than or in addition to honey made in the usual way. Some scientists worry that replacing honey with sugar or corn syrup will leave bees less capable of fighting off infections.
And God knows what else, what other changes will happen. We know what happens to cows when you feed them grains, corn, and soy. They get sick.
Well, and think about this. The sugar's going to come from GMO sugar beets and GMO corn from the high fructose corn syrup.
Monsanto, I think this is an interesting paragraph. Monsanto is working on other GMO quote-unquote fixes for colony collapse disorder as well. They're developing RNA interfering technology that will kill one of the viruses thought to be killing the bees, the Veromite, by interfering with the way the bees' genes are expressed. Oh, so they want to genetically modify the bees now so that they can live in harmony with the genetically modified foods and pesticides.
In addition...
Now, who knows what will happen when they tamper with the bees? Maybe the honey will become cancer-causing. Because we already know that the corn that they genetically modified is causing cancers, according to the French study.
Do they have to interfere with all of our food?
What I don't understand is how the American... And by the way, I thought of something. I just want to say this real quick. I've been talking about this administration today. I want to make it clear. Anybody who steps into government, I don't trust. I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, liberal, anybody who gets into government, I don't trust. And it's just because I look at past performances. So don't feel like I'm coming out against President Obama here. I don't like government in general. They're untrustworthy, okay? But with that being said, why isn't anybody in the government going, wow, you know, this company is really effing with everything in nature right now. You think this is dangerous? You know what? Everybody in government should be forced to watch the movie Idiocracy. Because that movie, while as stupid as it may seem, is a real snapshot of where we're going as a country. So, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, Monsanto can do anything they want.
He waits till I have a sip of water in my mouth to tell me
I
to go ahead.
I did that on
ahead.
Purpose. Yeah, I'll fix you, I figured.
No. Okay, so remember we talked about the Harvard bees, the robo-bees?
Yeah.
It says, in addition, scientists at Harvard are experimenting with tiny robo-bees that might one day be sent out to pollinate. Though even if technologically possible, it's hard to see how this would ever be economically feasible.
It's just disgusting. This is terrible. So the bees are going to die, and we'll just go right past them, find other solutions for them.
Listen to this. Despite heavy lobbying by Bayer and Syngenta, the European Commission has decided to put a 2-year restriction on some neonicotinoids,
right,
while it gathers safety data. Why is that? Why can't the U.S. do that as well?
I know.
I want to move to Europe.
I know. I wonder if Adele has a room in his flat for us. We could do the show from there and everything.
Can we move over there, Adele?
Yes. I want to move to... You want to know something? I like Germany. I'd like to move to Germany. And I'm all ready to move there. I just have to change the spelling of my first name from C-A-R-L to K-A-R-L. And I'm Germany ready. So there you go.
I guess my name would have to be with an E or something.
Your name in German is Fraulein.
Fraulein.
Yeah. Fraulein.
Okay, so then Barry Short sent me an article. He lives in Newfoundland.
Isn't that down by Australia? I'm sorry. Good. You talk about the story. I'll find out.
The island of Newfoundland is becoming one of the last places in the world where honeybees are thriving because of the island's lack of pests, the abundance of wildflowers, and relatively low levels of commercial farming.
Bingo.
He said that they truck all of their produce in. So I'm assuming there's little pesticide use over there.
This is what I thought. Newfoundland is actually up off the northeast portion of the United States. It's up very,
that's
very far.
That's what you said to me.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually kind of in line with Canada.
Says the honeybees in Newfoundland are doing phenomenal. Why can't someone go there and see what they're doing?
Well, you don't have to go there. They don't have any agricultural industry there. They're not spraying pesticides everywhere. I mean, you don't have to go there to see. I mean, the article tells the story.
Yes.
Well, I see a real big opportunity for Newfoundland to break into becoming the honeybee/honey production capital of the world. Because I got news for you.
It says
that's going to be the only place where we're going to have honeybees pretty soon.
While Newfoundland's beekeeping and honey producing industry has so far been small, with fewer than 1,000 hives in the entire province, researchers in other places have expressed interest in coming to the island to do research.
Well, bingo. That's what I just said.
That's what I just said.
Oh, yeah. They should go there and do research. Oh, okay. So. But anyway, you're right. You said, why don't they just go research it there? Mm-hmm. But I know what they're going to find out. They're going to find out that they don't have the pesticide problem.
Says the researchers are very intrigued at the disease-free status we have in this province. I don't understand why they're surprised they're not using pesticides there.
Well, and interestingly enough, I did a little Google search here, and a rebuttal to that comment, Hugh Grant from Monsanto said, we'll fix those son of a bees. We'll bring our pesticides there and kill them all.
Okay. That's it.
That's it?
For the bees.
Well, we could either take an early break or, because I wanted, there's some other stories I want to talk about.
You said you wanted to talk about mineral oil?
Yes, because a lot of people use mineral oil on their skin, right? Because
yes.
because it sounds safe, right? Mineral oil. So it's oil with minerals in it. That must be good for me, right?
We have a friend that buys straight up mineral oil and uses that on his skin.
Uses it for everything. Yeah,
yes.
He uses it for everything. So Elisa's doing some research because of this and finds out that mineral oil is just a byproduct of petroleum.
Well, I'm having a really difficult, so I've gotten the parabens out from my skincare, but so now I was using a product called Vanny Cream, and come to find out, Vanny Cream, the second ingredient was white petroleum.
Right, which is petroleum jelly. It's like, what? And we don't use petroleum jelly.
No, because it's, you said, you told me it was made from gasoline
sludge.
Well,
it's sludge from the production of oil and gas and so on, right.
Mm-hmm. Mineral oil contaminates everyone's body. This is an article from Green Med Info. The scientific literature indicates that there are at least 24 adverse health effects linked to exposure to mineral oil, which is a crude oil derivative. And it says new research indicates that fat-soluble hydrocarbons are accumulating to disturbing levels in our body and affecting newborns by contaminating breast milk.
Oh, my God.
So now you not only need to get parabens out of your bathrooms, but mineral oil. And mineral oil is in everything, even like soaps, because we were talking about the soap from Trader Joe's, and it had mineral oil in it.
Well, when Taylor was young and she had eczema, they told us to use Eucerin cream, which has mineral oil and white petroleum jelly in it. And even the more expensive one, Aquaphor, is white petroleum jelly. 50% of it is petroleum jelly. We're putting that on open, you know, scabs and stuff.
In this article, it points out Dermavan, Dermacream, Vanny Cream, and Eucerin are four lotions that all dermatologists
recommend,
and they all four have
petroleum jelly or mineral oil.
And they've caused tumorigenic. They've been known to cause tumorigenic effects in UVB mice.
Right, right, right. So, in other words, if you wear it and go out in the sun,
yes,
you're going to get tumors.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't explain that
properly. No, but I know what you meant. I interpret. But it's shocking to me. And so there's another thing for those of you out there who are using cosmetic products. You don't want mineral oil, and you absolutely don't want petroleum jelly in them.
But the FDA has approved mineral oil for use in cosmetic products.
Well, the FDA has also approved fluoride to be used in water. The FDA will approve anything. They don't care. The FDA approved Vioxx. Killed 55,000 people.
It's also in our food supply.
Where?
Considering the fact that our food supply is now saturated through with food-grade petroleum, it is no wonder that a study published in the Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicology in 2008 found that mineral paraffins might be the largest contaminant of our body, widely amounting to 1 gram per person and reaching 10 grams in extreme cases.
Food-grade petroleum?
Mm-hmm.
Food-grade petroleum?
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying food-grade lead. I mean, really? They're putting petroleum in food? Well, processed foods, I bet.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm looking to see if they specify which foods, but they don't. Okay, so here, a study published in the Journal of Investigating Dermatology in 2009 found that commonly used moisturizing creams containing mineral oil are tumorigenic when applied to UVB pre-treated high-risk mice.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. Oh, no, you got it. You got it. Interesting. So there you go. Yet more that you need to keep out of your off your skin and out of your body.
Yes.
All right, we have to take a break. We have more, believe it or not. I know you're probably saying, oh, my God, my brain is so full, it's going to explode. But, yes, we have more information. And then, of course, listener questions and comments. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I applaud Elisa Profumo because she does all the work. I just sit here and talk, which I do pretty well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University. Add 1 inch to your upper arms course and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state of the art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
The show wouldn't be complete if we didn't talk about the FDA, right?
Yes, but I just want to mention one thing. Adele posted on Facebook that this judge, and it was the judge Adele from Medina, which is the Ohio County, that he's actually retired. Juvenile and probate judge John J. Lone retired last week, but his replacement has yet to be named. Until there is a new judge, he'll continue to work. Says he retired in April.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing that he's still out there. You know what? He probably figures, I'm retired. I'm not coming back around again. I don't care what people think of me. I'm going to do the right thing. So that was good of him. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about the FDA.
Yes, we have to talk about the FDA.
The FDA, and this is in the Alliance for Natural Health, the FDA is sharing patients' private medical records in order to harass integrative doctors. According to a source, professional medical boards are launching investigative actions against Integrative physicians, not because of patient complaints, but because of materials forwarded to them by the FDA before they're made public. These boards are treating the FDA documents as if they were formal complaints. So the FDA is forcing consumer-based complaints, not the consumers. Think about that for a second.
Okay.
Okay. And so that'd be like your police department filing a police report on your behalf for something that may or may not have happened. Like they say, hey, well, your home was burglarized. No, it wasn't. Well, it doesn't matter. We're filing a police report. Think about that. That's exactly what the FDA is doing. So
that's not legal, is
it? No. One doctor in Louisiana was accused by the FDA, of not following the investigational new drug study protocol involving stem cells. The state medical board, prompted by the FDA, not by a patient, then went after his license. In the end, the doctor was allowed to keep his license by signing a consent agreement. Demanding the signing of an onerous consent decree is a favored government tactic because the government has unlimited legal funds. It can threaten to bankrupt the doctor if the decree is not signed, and then include provisions in the decree that are not only humiliating but difficult to follow so that further charges can be threatened or filed. So basically they're getting these doctors in line, and then they're threatening to close them down, and they're only going after doctors who are promoting integrative medicine. I wonder if they're going to go after Dr. Andrew Weil, because he was the guy who started this whole integrative medicine process. Interestingly enough, all of this is being orchestrated and spearheaded by a private shadowy group called the Association of State Medical Boards. And who knows who's got their hand up that puppet's back.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrible. So the FDA is launching investigations on doctors without complaints now.
Why are they spending their time there? Why don't they spend their time where?
Because integrative doctors threaten the entire medical orthodoxy, because they get a bunch of doctors together and they treat the patient as a whole with the interest of trying to reverse a disease or disorder, as opposed to just filling a prescription and sending the person out the door.
Also, I have an article here that the FDA issues deceptive statement about hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
Really? Really?
Have you ever done that?
No. I mean, I've heard of it. You go into a tube, basically, and they seal it and they fill it up with oxygen. It's pressurized. So theoretically, it's supposed to actually penetrate your skin and everything.
No hyperbaric oxygen therapy has been clinically proven to cure or be effective in the treatment of cancer, autism, or diabetes. But do a quick search on the internet and you'll see all kinds of claims for these and other diseases for which the device has not been cleared or approved by the FDA. It is approved, however, to treat 13 conditions: decompression sickness, thermal burns, non-healing wounds, infections like the flesh-eating bacterial disease, acute traumatic ischemia, radiation tissue damage, smoke inhalation, and carbon monoxide poisoning, air or gas embolism, severe blood loss, anemia, and comprised skin grafts. I mean,
there are things that it does, but it's not. And that's true. There are people that are using hyperbaric.
But that seems like it's used for a lot of good things.
Right. Right. But what does it matter? What is the deceptive statement that the FDA is? Are they saying that it's dangerous?
The agency's warning begins: no hyperbaric oxygen therapy has been clinically proven to cure or be effective in the treatment of cancer, autism, or diabetes.
Well, okay. So here's what I say. That's probably true. Maybe there are no clinical studies that have shown that hyperbaric oxygen therapy is effective in treating those diseases. But that shouldn't matter to you if you believe it can help you, because there are plenty of things that the FDA says works and they don't. And there's plenty of things that the FDA says are safe and they kill you. So I think in this day and age, anything the FDA says has to be discounted in either direction. If they say something is effective and safe, you should discount that by 50%. If they say something is dangerous and harmful, you should discount that by 50% minimum. I think that what has happened in recent times is that people are now realizing that the FDA is at best inept and at worst a corrupt organization, and anything they say should be taken with a grain of salt.
The consumer warning continues to say the kind of universal treatment it has been touted to be on some internet sites. The FDA is concerned that some claims made by treatment centers using HBOT may give consumers a wrong impression that could ultimately endanger their health.
Well, and that could be true. I mean, there might be people out there that HBOT is not good for, but I think that you need to make that decision on your own, gather your own information, do your own research, and don't let what the FDA says weigh very heavily.
Well, I don't know enough about the hyperbariatric chambers. Is it just oxygen?
Yeah, but if you had a disease,
how can that be dangerous then?
Well, too much oxygen is bad. It could burn your lungs. I mean, pure oxygen is dangerous.
But don't they have a setting on it that?
Yes.
Okay.
But the point is this: if you had a disease that you had gotten no relief from your doctor, and you decided to try hyperbaric oxygen therapy, then the onus is on you to do a bunch of research and find credible opinions on whether or not it's safe and effective for what you want to use it for. Even if hyperbaric oxygen therapy was approved by the FDA for autism, you still must do the research and be comfortable with the decision on your own. You cannot take, because I would say to you, there are absolutely groups out there on the internet looking to part you with your money, from your money, and they're going to lie to you. And the FDA has been shown to lie to you as well. So you can't take anybody's opinion. You have to do the research. The onus is on you to do, it's called due diligence, to do the research before you plunk down your money and try something today, and especially if it's FDA approved for what they're saying it does. Because just remember, those 55,000 people that died after taking Vioxx took Vioxx knowing that it was FDA approved. So they lost their lives on a hollow promise that the FDA somehow implies safety and proof that they've done research into it. And they haven't. So I say, no matter what therapy you're looking for today, you better do the research, because the only one that's going to find out if it's going to work and if it's effective is you doing your research.
In this article, it says part of the problem is that the FDA tends to protect therapies that are non-natural and patentable so that drug companies can afford to spend $1 billion on average for agency approval. Bringing these drugs through their approval process pays the agency's bills, including salaries, blah, blah, blah. We know all that. But it says that the patent on the HBOT ran out a long time ago, so bringing the therapy back for additional use approvals is very difficult,
sure,
if not impossible.
And that's why I say, do your research. If you believe HBOT will help you, then go. But don't go because the FDA says it works, and don't go because one person told you it works. Do your research. And don't be afraid of it because the FDA says you should be afraid of it, because, again, they told all those people who took Vioxx and died that it was safe. The FDA has become useless. Useless.
Well, I find it interesting that they can rush through weight loss drugs because of the obesity problem,
yeah,
but they can't check into a more natural alternative.
All right. Well, no. Okay. They are getting paid to rush through weight loss drugs. Those companies are plunking down millions of dollars for the approval process by the FDA. No one is plunking down a dollar.
Well, that was a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
I understand that,
yeah,
but it doesn't make sense.
No, and that's why do what you think is right. Do the research yourself, and do not use the FDA as a benchmark for anything. Safety, efficacy, danger, anything. It means nothing what the FDA says. The only people who are fooled by the FDA are those same people that are going, I eat healthy, I don't understand why I'm 400 pounds. They're the ones who go, well, is that FDA approved? No. Well, I'm not going to take it if it's not FDA approved, but I'll take some Vioxx because the FDA approved it. Oop, my chest hurts.
I just laugh at people when they say, oh, that's FDA approved. It's okay.
I told you the story when I went to the doctor, the orthopedic surgeon here in town, and had my knees x-rayed because they were hurting me. And so he wrote me a prescription for naproxen. And I had written, and you always have to write down what supplements you're taking now, along with any drugs. And I'm not taking any drugs, but I was taking supplements. And he saw that I was taking glucosamine and chondroitin. And I remember him saying to me, when he wrote me the prescription, well, look, he goes, I know you're taking that glucosamine and chondroitin, but that stuff doesn't work. And this is FDA approved. The naproxen that he wanted me to take. And he wasn't anybody that I was ever going to see again. So I wasn't going to debate him, say, look, FDA approval means nothing. So I just took the script and threw it away. But when people say something is FDA approved, to me, it means it's like saying, well, the fox said the hen house is safe, so you can go to bed now. That means I can't go to bed. I better get out there. Because the fox telling me the hen house is safe is because the fox wants to eat hens. It doesn't mean anything to me.
The next time someone says it's FDA approved to me, I'm going to say, what does that mean to you?
No, you know what you need to say? So was Vioxx and it killed 55,000 people. Did you know that? And then they're going to go, really? Yeah, next time you put all of your weight on the FDA approval, remember that lots of drugs that the FDA approves kill people. And then the FDA pulls them off the market, but only after they kill a lot of people.
After they've rushed it to the market.
Yeah.
Because they needed a raise in their salary.
Exactly. Exactly. We have one other thing that I want to talk about. Stephen Lay sent us an article. It's really, really interesting. It's from Portland, Oregon. He says, an Eastern Washington farmer's alfalfa has been rejected by a broker that says it found evidence of genetically modified pesticide resistance. Now, think about this for a second. You're saying, so what's the big deal? The seeds have been turned over to Washington State Department of Agriculture. The spokesman, Mike Luisel, says testing for genetic modifications will be completed by Friday at its Yakima, Washington office. Seeds, the genetically modified alfalfa is legal to grow and sell in the United States, contrasting May's discovery of genetically modified wheat in an Oregon field. Modified wheat is illegal in the United States outside of licensed test fields. However, this farmer was trying to grow non-modified alfalfa. Okay? He was growing regular alfalfa, and when he got to sell it, they said, this isn't regular alfalfa. This is genetically modified alfalfa. What?
That's scary.
The farmer contracted the agriculture department in late August. Contacted, I'm sorry, he didn't contract it. The farmer contacted.
See, you get tongue tied too.
Oh, everybody does. Everybody does. The farmer contacted the agriculture department in late August, and tests began after Labor Day. The department has not identified the farmer. Pesticide resistant alfalfa was developed by Monsanto. Yeah. And has been licensed to several companies. So this is what this means. This farmer was growing non-GMO alfalfa, but somehow cross-contamination occurred. And his non-GMO alfalfa turned into GMO alfalfa. This is what's going on. This is why countries don't want to let Monsanto in to begin with. Monsanto knows if we get in, we're in for good because we'll just cross-contaminate everything out there and it'll belong to us. That's what they want to do. And this is the same thing I've said about the GM salmon. The genetically modified salmon is going to get loose in the wild and it's going to mate with the wild salmon. And then we're going to have nothing but that stupid eel salmon combination out there in the world. GMO is not just dangerous for us to eat, but it's dangerous for us to grow or produce because it has the ability to infestate and populate and cross-contaminate. And it's sad.
And that's why I'm moving to Europe.
And that's why Adele Musa needs to have two beds made for us because we're coming to Germany. My name now is Karl, K-A-R-L, no longer Carl.
And I'm Fraulein.
And you're Fraulein Alisa. All right, it's been a great show. I really appreciate everybody listening. It's been a great week. We've got lots of great shows for next week as well. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Superheroes, this is the Superhuman Channel. He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.